The way I work with people, for those of you who are new, is one way is one-on-one. So you'll ask questions and I'll do my best to answer you. And as you'll see, I'm not interested in theory. I'm really interested in helping your heart learn to express its deepest gifts through the cards you've been dealt. And all of us have been dealt a different deck of cards, obviously. And the art or the yoga of sexual expression with deep love is how do you express that deep love through the tattered corners of our being. So we're going to try to do that as deeply as we can. And in doing that, I work two ways with people. One is one-on-one, as I mentioned. And that way, I could go as deep with you as you're willing to go. So there are some people in here who may have done decades of work on themselves, and for them, they're ready to, dive into the deep end, and they want to know, they have 7 wives, 2 husbands, and a sexual relationship with a dog, but they've been a practicing Buddhist for 70 years, and they want to know how to leave their body at death out of which orifice, given the fact that they like dogs. So we could go there. We could go to, why do men come so fast? Okay. We could explore, if we're on to orgasms, we could explore the different types of female orgasms and how they're elicited by deeper and deeper emotional connection and trust so that they're deep cervical orgasms that essentially change you for days. So we could get into the yogic sexual side a little bit, but we could also get into the how does one use the path of intimacy, long-term intimacy, not just the sexual yoga, the moment of sexual yoga, but how do you use long-term intimacy as a way to grow together, as a way of loving someone in growth rather than merely conflict or getting what you want or even giving them what they want, all of which is to be gone beyond, in my personal opinion. And all of this is my personal opinion, so let me do the caveats now and then I don't have to repeat them. I don't believe anything I say. Everything I tell you, I've changed my mind about already in my life. I swear to you. So there's nothing I could tell you that I could promise I wouldn't say differently if I said it again and that I haven't said differently. Now, to the best of my ability, I'm aligning my words to my deepest heart. That ability varies. So I'm doing my best to convey something to you, but I'm human. You're getting as much of my garbage as you are any possible, temporary truth, relative truth. So whatever I tell you, just hold loosely. It's more kind of potentially heart-awakening entertainment or kind of performance art that we're all constructing together. And every one of these workshops are different. I'm building tomorrow's exercises, based on, of course, decades of experience, on your questions and what you're interested in. So again, if most of you are interested in, pow, bang, subtle body, causal body orgasms, we'll go there. If some of you are more interested in how do you navigate verbally with a partner when your partner's so hurt they hate you, we'll go there. If you're interested in the relationship between sexuality and your specific meditation practice, for instance, we'll go there. So there's a huge range that we could cover. I teach a lot, and I often teach, in the past, I only taught 1 month intensives one after another. So for me, there's so much I can give you, and I really want to fine tune it to your desire. So please, as we go on in a moment, speak up. The vision is how do you live your truth through your body sexually? And all the things I described are various aspects of that. So how you're breathing right now is your sexual transmission to this room. Right now, you're displaying your human form, your manifestation. You're a light. I mean, when we see you, you're just light. You're energy. You're a vision. Technically, medically, you are just firing in my brain, and that's what I see, and so does everyone else. So we're co-creating this construction together, and I see you, you see me, we're talking. Now the question is, to get to your issue there, what are you giving this room? How are people reading you? And specifically, since this is a sexually intimacy-oriented workshop, what is the message you're giving this room about your potential as an intimate partner, your standing as a man in the world, your relationship man to other men to other women? All of that's revealed in your posture right now, the way you're breathing, the tilt of your head, where your tongue is in your mouth. Our nervous systems and our endocrine systems are constantly sending messages out. So a lot of what we'll do is very refined adjustments of our neuromuscular system and so forth.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.